Asur lahadlikam.
Ellie, I apologize. I was caught in traffic.
All right, no problem.
Little chazara. I apologize.
Sure, we're doing the sugya of, you know, how we relate to other religions because of the pasuk in the parsha that says kitzetia ta'ir afroset kabayel Hashem, and Rashi there says that afroset kabayel Hashem. Why? Betocha ir lo ratzal lehitpalel lefi shaitam layagilulim. You can't daven opposite avodah zara. Okay, now we're dealing with the question of can a shul purchase a church, which obviously used to be a makom avodah zarah, to use. So again, in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that if you have candles that were used in a church, it's asur lahadlikam beit hakneset. They become asur b'cheftza, they become like an item of avodah zarah, and you can't light them in shul. But not a complete item of avodah zarah, because the Rama says, afal pi shem mutarim lahedyo. Right? You could use them in your house. Now, could you use them for Shabbos candles? Could you use them for Avdallah? I don't know. But you could use them to light up your house. But they cannot be used in a shul. Okay, now, the Mishnah Berurah in source number 6 says, on our issue, uli inyan lasot mi beit tfila shel akum beit hakneset, if you're asking me, can you purchase a church and refashion it to be a shul? I think it's Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, but I don't know who it really is. So the Magen Avram says, Lahakel, you could be Mekel. Why? First reason, Vahatam, ki lo ne'evad habayit atzmo me'olam. Meaning he's saying, nobody worships the building. The building doesn't have a din of Avodah Zarah. Being in the building, Kineged Avodah Zarah has a din of Avodah Zarah, but the building itself doesn't. So therefore, there's not a real problem with the building. V'das ha'eliyahu rabba notel lahachmir, la'asot beit ha'knesset kavua ayin sham. He says Eliyahu rabba seems to be machmir, that you really should not use what used to be a church as a shul. Ukimeduma says the Mishnah Berurah, Sheha Olam Nohagim Lahakel. Now, just as a side point, but it's an interesting side point. Why does the Mishnah Berurah mention that the Olam is Mekil? Why doesn't he just tell me what the halacha is? I just point out the obvious, which is clearly the Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Minhag matters. Now, it might matter because he thinks if all of Klal Yisrael is doing something, it must be right. Or it might matter because he thinks if all of Klal Yisrael is doing it, that's the halacha. But the idea that the minhag ha'olam affects halacha is clearly the case. And you see it in this Mishnah Berurah where he paskins you can purchase a church and use it for a shul because that's the minhag ha'olam. So it must be right. Okay. Va'ayin bir halacha, we're in the third line of source number 6. Shebeirarnu. Right, that's only talking about a church that doesn't have real avodah zarah in it. Aval elu shema'amidim sham eli lehem, av shehotziyam misham. Even though obviously, you know, you purchased a church, they took out the idols. Umachru abayit liYisrael, da azmuter habayis lehedyot. Mitam shekvar nitpatel avodah zara, misham, misham she elil kidis biyardeh kumei lebeis haknesses osur. He thinks you come back to the same halacha we saw in number 5, according to the Rama. If they have real avodah zara in the building, well then, a person could buy it for his house. That's mutter, because he's an individual. But to make it in a shul, right, the bir halacha thinks is wrong. Because once it, I suppose it has a din of a real makam avodah zarah, he thinks it's wrong. But again, we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah who says, ukimeduma shehaolam nohagim lahakel. People are making on this. And that's why you do find churches that, you know, or let's say buildings that used to be churches that are now shuls. Okay. Obviously, you know, they make changes. And the more changes you make, the more mutter it becomes, right? You don't have a shul that has a cross on it. You know, that has to come down. And you know, again, the more you repurpose it, the better off it is. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha. You can buy a church and use it for a shul. Okay, that's one topic. Next topic. Is there a difference halachically between Christianity and Islam? Could it be that one is avodah zarah and one isn't? And the answer is, in the Shita Sarambam, 1,000%. Says the Rambam in source number 7. V'chein, right, this is the Rambam Machal Sasuros Perek Yilav Halacha Zayin. So what's it doing in Machal Sasuros? So the answer is, because it's a halacha about Yain Nesach, but it's an important halacha. Says the Rambam, V'chein kol akum she'eino oved akum. Right, akum is just like the heading for it. So a guy who doesn't worship avodah zarah, kigon elu hayishme elim. Right, so just stop there for a second. Says the Rambam, and he's clearly talking about Islam. He lived among Arabs, he lived among Muslims. He knew it well. And he says what makes sense to most people, which is, Islam is basically belief in God. It's exactly the same as Judaism. It just has the wrong prophet. But it doesn't turn it into avodah zarah. And as much as, you know, the Dome of the Rock and these things bother us, and they should, it's not avodah zarah, according to the Rambam. Okay, it's not avodah zarah according to most poskim, but certainly not according to the Rambam. How do I know this? Because he goes on to say, yeinan asur bishtia. Okay, they're goyim, so their wine is usher to drink, but mutar bahanaya. V'chein horu kol hageonim. Says the Rambam, that's the accepted halacha. You can get hana from wine of a Muslim because it's not yein nesach. It's not avodah zarah. Aval otam ha'ovdim akum stam yeinam asur bahanaya. But if you're talking about those who worship avodah zarah, and again, he doesn't say who it is here, but those who worship avodah zarah, then even their yayin is not just asur bishtia, it's asur bahana. Now, who's the Rambam referring to when he says aval otam hovdim akum? So you look in the next source, in source number 8. This is the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Dalet Hilchos Avodas Kochavim. The Rambam says, Kinahanim ov de avodah zarahim. You think to yourself, wow, that's a strange word. Kinahanim ov de avodah zarahim. There are no Kinahanim anymore. Who knows what Kinahanim are? So if it looks like a strange word to you, it is, because it's censored. In the uncensored Rambams, including in the Frankel Rambam, it doesn't say Kinahanim. What does it say? It says Notzrim, Christians. So if you read it properly, it says, Notzrim ovdei avodah zarahim. Christians are authentic ovdei avodah zarah. Now, what he says now is going to shock you. V'yom rishon hu yom edam. Every Sunday is a holiday for them, right? That's their day of rest. Lefikach asur latet v'laseit imahem be'eretz Yisrael yom chamishi v'yom shishi shebichol shabbat v'shabbat. Says the Rambam, it's also to do business in Israel with Christians every single week on Thursday and Friday, and obviously on Shabbos. You can't do business on Shabbos at all. And he says, "Ve'ein sarich lomar yom rishon asmo shu asur b'chol makom." Right, and you can't do business with them on Sunday because Sunday is their holiday, and that's asur all over the place. V'chein no hagim imahem b'chol eidehem, and the Rambam says, that's not just a halacha every week. That's a halacha with respect to any of the holidays that they have. This is, of course, a mission of avodah zarah that says 3 days before the yontif, it's also to do business with them. Why? Because they'll thank God for the business deal that they did with you. Now, a few things are unclear about this. First, let's understand. Says the Rambam, Christianity is avodah zarah. As a result, it's also to do business with Christians for the 3 days every single week before Sunday. But he says that's only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, it's only also to do business with them on Sundays. So I don't really understand that, and I thought I'd find an explanation, but I didn't. Meaning, Avodah Zarah is not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. The halachos of Avodah Zarah are the same in Yerushalayim, you know, as they are in Teaneck. So why the Rambam would say only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlatz, I can't tell you for sure.
Eli,
yes,
it's possible because he thought that maybe in Chutzlatz, the Jews don't have any shlita, so they would be forced to do work. You know, the goyim could force you to work with them. As in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe they don't have shlita on you, and so therefore you can refuse to do work with them.
Okay, so I don't like it, and not because of anything. First of all, because the Rambam says it's also to do it on Sundays, even outside of Eretz Yisrael. And again, my sense is, and I could be wrong.
Well, it's because they also aren't going to be doing work on Sunday. And, you know, think back to the Puritans and the
why
lot.
Would he say it? The Ein Sarich Lomar Yom Rishon Atzmo Shu Asur Bechol Makom. And again, the other thing I think in the Rambam gives you the halacha. He doesn't always tell you, well, it's if you can or if you can't. It's clear there are places that we can and places that we can't. I don't know. You know, right. I wish I had a better answer. I don't know.
Secondly, Eli, why Thursday? Because Shabbos, you know, for us, Shabbos ends, you know, Saturday evening. It's still not there Sunday. There still is that period that we can still do. He means Friday, Shabbos.
He means Motzei Shabbos also. Again, the Mishnah says, Shlosha yamim lifnei edehem, you know, ein osim b'am shum alacha. So I think for the Rambam, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos.
Okay.
He says Yom Shavi, he says Shabbos, rather than Yom Shavi, because Yom Shavi would be the progression, but he's not going to use that term when it's Shabbos.
I guess. He's also, you know, he's writing to us.
Yeah.
You know, we know what Shabbos is. Okay. Now, so A, the Rambam thinks, it's an interesting discussion, but what's clear is the Rambam thinks that Christianity is Avodah Zarah. But beyond that, the Rambam is an enormous machmir in our relations with Christianity. Look at source number 9. Here's the parasha of Mishnayos at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says, Ulufikach, yesh ladat, shekol ir me'orei ha'uma hanotrit, sheyesh lahem ba'bama, ritzoni lomar beit tefilatam, says the Rambam, any city that belongs to Christians and that has a church, Asherhu Beit Avodah Zarah Belo Safek, says the Ram, without a doubt, a church is a makam Avodah Zarah. Harezo Ha'ir Ein Mutar La'avor Ba'bikavana. Says the Rambam, you can't travel through such a city. It's a city of Avodah Zarah. Now, again, it could have been different in the old days where, like, cities really were cities of Avodah Zarah. Everybody went to the church. Everybody worshipped the church. So there are things you should not go to the city. V'chol shekein ladurba. Right? Obviously, we don't pass in this way. But the Rambam thinks it's usur to live in a city that has a church. V'imzehu din ha'ir. Right? If that's the din for the city, kal v'chomer ledin beit avodah zara atzmo. Right? Kal v'chomer, says the Rambam, to actually go to a church. Shekimat asur lahabit bo, v'chol shekein lekareve lov, v'chol shekein lehikanese lov. Says the Ram, he doesn't say it's asur. He says it's almost asur to look at a church. So yes, it's true that the Rambam's sort of giving away his hatred for Christianity, in that he says, you know, it's not really asur to look at a church. It might be asur to benefit from a church. It's hard to know in the Rambam. But the Rambam thinks it's absolutely prohibited to enter a church. More than that, he says it's absolutely prohibited to come near to a church. Right? So there are all these, you know, big machmirim out there who cross the street when there's a church on that side of the street, so they cross the street. So says the Rambam, that's proper behavior because you're supposed to distance yourself from a church. Because the church is absolutely usur. Okay, now, all of this might depend on what you think of the halachic status, not just of a church, but whether you think it's an isur d'oraisa or an isur d'rabbanan. right? If it's an Isser D'oraisa, what is it? So presumably, the Isser D'oraisa is going to be that you're getting Hana'a from Avodah Zarah, some form of that, right? If you go into a church, you're getting Hana'a from Avodah Zarah. It's Usser to get Hana'a from Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's Usser to go into a church and all the things associated with it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no, it's an Isser D'rabbanan. What's the Isser D'rabbanan? It's a form of Maris Ayin. If I go into a church and you see me, you'll think I'm going into a church, God forbid, to worship Avodah Zarah. You'll be choshed me. So the halacha says, so come chacham and say, you know, you need to stay away from churches. You need to stay away from makomos of Avodah Zarah. Because if you don't, you'll be subject to all kinds of, you know, of rumors. And there'll be all kinds of doubts about you. And there may be people who think you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. And that would be terrible. Okay? So that's the Shita Sarambam. He is incredibly machmir. And presumably, although I can't say this for sure, presumably he may think it's an Isser D'oraisa. Either that or he's incredibly machmir and an Isser D'rabbanan. Okay, let's look at two other Shitos in this area. Source number 10. It's the Ritva. He's machmir, but not as much as the Rambam. Says the Ritva, V'lifnei ze asur li kanet lebeit avodah zara b'makom she'ein regilin ha'goyim li kanes l'sham ela litzorech avodah zara bilvad. Says the Ritva, it's asur to go into a church if it's the kind of church that is only used for avodah zara. Aval, im yesh chatzer ladun, if there's like an outer chamber where, I don't know, it's like a court and they sit in the outer chamber. O shedar kan li kanes sham la asot sarchehem, o la avor sham der kapandria. Or if it's, you know, the church is right in the middle, and people use the church to get from one side to the other side of the town. It's a big shortcut. So the Ritva says, you know, in those situations where there's another need, or it's another part of the church, then it's mutter. Which may be the reason why, when I asked this question to Rav Asher Weiss many years ago, it was halacha lemaisa, and he was matir. A close friend of mine and a colleague lost her husband, and it was meaningful to her that I'd come to the funeral. But like, it wasn't borderline, it wasn't possible, avodah zarah. It was in a church, you know, it was a religious ceremony, so that wasn't a possibility. But afterwards, they have like a kiddush. It's a lovely thing to have after a funeral. We should consider that, right? They have a kiddush, and they had a kiddush downstairs in the church, in like the kiddush room, I suppose.
Brachlov does it.
What?
The Brachlov, I think, do it.
Oh, well, good to know they have a good source. Okay? So I asked him if I could go, not into the church, obviously, but if I can go to the kiddush room downstairs to participate in the post-funeral kiddush. And he thought it was mutter. And I did it. Actually, it turns out it was humiliating because I got there a tiny bit early. And I stood outside, and like the doors open from the service, it's part of the service, and like there's a priest and his assistant, and they're like swinging a lantern that's smoking, and there's me. Like everybody turns around, they see me, some guy in a yarmulke, you know, it was a little embarrassing. But otherwise, Rav Asher was matir for me in those circumstances because it wasn't actually the church and it wasn't actually the service. And I suppose now that I see it, it's this Ritva. Okay, if there's another explanation for going to the church, maybe it's mutter. V'afilu b'mapom hefseid mamon bilvad, v'havalei k'had etnan shimein adech miyuchedet la'oto makom mutter. It could be also for business, under the right circumstances, it would be mutter. Okay, so we have a chiddush and some kind of heter to go into a church from the Ritva. But again, not to daven in a church, not to participate in a service. If there's a real benefit to you, it's a shortcut that saves you a lot of time. Right, you're in an outer room where things are going on that are other than church service. He thinks it's mutter.
So I was just thinking, like for example, they sometimes have support groups or Alcoholic Anonymous meetings in churches.
Right, or
today.
Bingo.
There you go. You know,
I can't say for sure. But look, if an AA meeting was happening in a church, I think it's Usser. If it's happening in the church basement, if it's happening in some other room, that's part of a church, you have to ask a posek. But it sounds like the benefit there, and it also sounds like everybody knows. Although the problem is that it's anonymous. I'm serious about this. If everybody knows that you're going to a church for a purpose other than to pray in the church, there's room to be matir. But if no one's allowed to know because the whole thing is on the hush hush and the whole thing is anonymous, I don't know. But my instinct is it would be mutter. But obviously, I think you've kicked your alcoholics problem, Debbie. So it wouldn't really be helpful.
I thank you for your vote of confidence. It was a theory there, but you understand what I mean.
Rabbi Przanski got all two hits years ago because they were voting in the church, the Grace Lutheran Church on River Road, and he forced the town to move it from there.
Didn't he used to be the rabbi of Congregation B'nai Asharon?
Listen, I'm trying to be very, very respectful, Ellie.
Okay, next.
Ellie, got a different question. I, on a regular basis, get to Newark Airport, and I couldn't put on my tefillin or daven beforehand. I used the meditation room there. That's sometimes used by other religions.
So, and I was thinking of that. I don't think that somebody who davens in a room turns it into a church. Right? Like if some guy just drops his rug in the middle of Newark Airport and gets down on his knees, does it turn the whole airport into a mosque? So I think the meditation rooms, even if they have a cross, which I think most of them do, they have like the Muslim symbol and a cross. And yeah. I don't know if they have anything for us. I'm not sure. You'd have to ask, but I don't think it's also to daven there, because I think it's the case. Christians come and daven there, and Muslims come and daven there, and we come and daven there. And it's probably not great to share a space, but I don't think it becomes a din of a church or a mosque. Okay, let's look at the Rush in source number 11. It says the Rush, Sheshalta. A person ran away. Now, presumably, this is not just pikuach nefesh. He's running away from some wild people who are going to hit him or hurt him or whatever. So he runs into a church to hide. Nirali she'ein isur va'avon bidavar. That's the Rush. I think it's fine. But od yoter mize ani omer. Even more, says the Rush, ki be'artzeinu nohadu akutim af mi she'ayah chayav mita v'nas el beit avodat kochavim. Right? A person who is, he's looking for sanctuary. He's sentenced to death. He runs away to a church. We have the minhag of lo yikruhu misham. You can't take him out of the church. V'im yehudi barach sham linatzel ein isur bedavar. Says the Rush, I'm not worried about that. Again, it's for a purpose. It's for a real benefit. Under those circumstances, says the Rush, I think it would be fine. All of this to make the point that, without these kind of heterim, without a need, it would seem to be usur. I happen to know that that's what Rav Lichtenstein thought. I remember it clearly because we went to meet him as a 40-something years ago. A friend of mine explained to him, in case he didn't understand, that if you travel back from Israel through Europe, you can get all the cultural benefits of going to churches. I remember, and Rav Aaron said, yeah, I don't think you should. But this guy didn't stop and he kept pushing him. What do you mean? You can't go into a church. You could learn so much from a church and history and whatever. And Rav Aaron saying, again. So afterwards, he went up to him and he said, are you telling me that under no circumstances can I go into a church? And Rav Aaron said in the way that he did, no, not at all. I think if one were chasing you with a gun, it'd be permitted for you to hide in a church. Short of that, I don't think you should. Okay? And I think more or less, that's halacha. You're not really, we'll come to tourists in a second, but it's not going to change much. You're not really supposed to go into a church. When we went to the Vatican, there's a place called Sistine Chapel, which has the ceiling. What's the ceiling called? Yeah. What's it called? Yes, you do. Michelangelo painted this. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, it's an incredibly famous piece of artwork. And I remember, so we had a Jewish tour. So the guy said to us, I'm sure that you're here. You're going to go to the Sistine Chapel. Somebody gave you a heter to go to the Sistine Chapel. So I said, no, we're not going to go in. So he said to me, don't you want to go to the Sistine Chapel? And I said, yeah, I do. I'm just not going to, which I thought of at the time was like some great chiddush in my relationship with like religion. There's always things I want to do. But if they're usher, I'm not going to do them. So it's funny because if you're in the Vatican, it's always crowded and all the people like, you know, go on the path and it leads you directly into the Sistine Chapel. And if you don't want to go into the Sistine Chapel, they make you stand in the middle like a complete idiot, you know, waiting for your group to come out the other side. You just stand in the middle. All the people stare at you. You're a guy who's not going into the Sistine Chapel, who came to the Vatican and is not going to go into the Sistine Chapel. Anyway, we were those idiots, but I think that that's the halacha. Okay, let's continue. What are we up to?
Well,
Ellie, there would be a question of whether you could even go into the Vatican itself, because that's a city which is a city of Avodah Zarah, different than Rome itself, or the Vatican may be fall in that category, which the Rambam talked about earlier.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I suppose we don't pass like the Rambam. Like the Vatican's a really cool place to go. They're all museums. You know, the Sistine Chapel has a sign that says, treat this place with respect. It's a place of prayer. Like people pray in there. I don't think there's any doubt about it, even though, you know, it's such a fantastic ceiling to see. I looked at the pictures, you know, hard to know. Jackie, if you want me to admit that I was over in Isser and going, I'm happy to do it.
Okay. I went also.
You went to, okay, I'm not going to ask if you went to the Sistine Chapel.
Me too.
Okay. Now, next, look at source number 12. Here's just the Shulchan Aruch, sort of concluding what we discussed. Mi shenitchayev mita mutar livruach lebeit avodat kochafim ulahatzil atzatzmo, right? It seems pretty self, you know, seems pretty clear that that's the case. Okay, there's a daya in Shulchan Aruch that if you're living in Shas Hashmad, it would be also to save your life by hiding in a church. Hard to imagine we paskin like that. You know, there are many, many stories in the Holocaust and whatever that people hid in churches. Okay, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, there is something interesting about that. To go back to the sheet of the Ritva and going in for a reason, Rav Asher in the piece says he was asked by a rabbi who was invited along with the president of the United States, you know, and bishops and whatever, maybe the Pope, I don't know, you know, to participate in some event in a church, and certainly Muslims and, you know, representatives of all religions. And Rav Asher was matir. Why was he matir? So he's mostly matir mishum eva. What's eva? If they're going to hate Jews because you're not going to go. If you're going to lose something as a community because you're not represented when all other religions are represented, he thought under those circumstances, it would be mutter. And he thought that for two reasons. One, he said, everybody in the world knows you're not going to worship Avodah Zarah. Everybody in the world knows the president is going, everybody's going. It's not to daven, right? You're going to be present at an important event. He thought you could be matir on that basis, but he said, you can't participate in the service. Meaning if they ask you to give the invocation, so you could give the invocation at the Democratic National Committee, you know, in Madison Square Garden, I suppose. Nothing bad about that. But to give the invocation, to read a parak of Tehillim in a church, he thought that was really, really problematic. So he allows you to go. You know, again, to be matir something based on Eva, almost certainly it has to be a drabanan. And in my sense is Rav Asher thinks it's a drabanan. And if there's some benefit to the community, then he thinks it would be, he'd be matir it. Okay? Now we come to the last source, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And I think here, Rav Moshe makes a really, really important point that probably we lose sight of because we live when we do. And I don't think most of us hate Christians. Now, I don't know if there's a mitzvah to hate Christians, but I also think there's no mitzvah probably to love them and to love their architecture and to love their churches. So let's see what Rav Moshe says. Source 13. Isur likanes liknesiat hanotzrim pashut shalikanes liknesiat hanotzrim shehum makom sheovdim v'osim tfilotehem. That's where they literally daven. Sha'asur af likanes rak lahabit bitzurot shehayu yiduim sherak linoina asu. He says you can't be a tourist. You just want to go in and take a picture of some of the statues. He says it's absolutely usur. I used to, in the old days, I would look into St. Patrick's in Manhattan when the big doors were open. I never went in, but I have Yetzirah to see churches. Okay, so he says you can't go in, even if you're just doing it, you know, not for religious purposes. You're just going in to see and to appreciate, you know, the architecture or the beauty of the building or statues or whatever. Okay. Aval. If there's real avodah zar going on, he says it's absolutely, absolutely prohibited at all times. V'din ha-chatzer hu chatzer she'ein sham klum. Right? If people are allowed to go into the chatzer.
Wi-Fi froze.
Is it me or did Ellie freeze?
No, the Wi-Fi froze. It's Wi-Fi.
I think it's Ellie.
Yeah.
Just when it was getting interesting.
Yeah.
I know. It was the punchline.
Nope, I think he lost the whole Wi-Fi.
Maybe he'll call in again.
Hope so.
That's if he knows that it's...
Well, he knows he's off.
Early Chodesh Tov to everybody.
Bechein Lamar, but that would be exclusionary.
Let's wait one more minute. He might call in.
While we have some dead time, Debbie, tell us about your alcohol problem.
Careful, we're being recorded.
Ellie was the one that said it, not me.
Anonymous. You're putting the dagesh on the wrong word, my dear sir. I should have given a different example, gentlemen.
It was a friend of yours.
Right. I was speaking for somebody else. Thank you all for listening so well.
I think it's referred to as friends of Bill.
Done a lot of good in the world.
At least Tamar's was not his audio.
I'm calling him.
Ellie, we see you perfectly. We don't hear you.
Okay.
Shouldn't have had it already because I sent it out. All right, I'll check it out.
Okay. Just to keep this call.
Ellie on mute now. Okay, how's about now?
Now we hear you. Hey, you were just beginning to tell us about the chotzer, the part you cut out right when he was talking about the chotzer.
Okay, so says Ramosha, if you can cut through the chotzer because it saves you time and everybody knows that it's the shortcut, then it's mutter. Okay? Because that's just because of chashat. V'gamu shekosu hatosos, I'm in the fourth line, ditzuros lenoi mutter.
You're not sharing your screen.
I can't. I'm sorry. If somebody else can, that's great. Because I called you back on my phone.
Okay.
Okay. You know, we'll just go to the end because you can't listen to me. Here's the interesting part. Vigam levad ha'isur, right? Which he says, okay, aside from the fact that it's actually asur.
Three lines says, up from the bottom.
Devar hashchasahu be'emuna uvideyot sheyihye ratzon leilech misham. Says Rav Moshe, it's usher to want to go to a church. It's a hashchasa of our religion to want to go to a church. V'gam b'nei Rav David Shlita omer shekol ha'inyan na'aseh lahasitu lahadiach. Okay, the whole idea is to gain to turn away from Judaism. I don't know if that's true factually or not, but philosophically, I think Rav Moshe is making a real point, which is, what are the chances that by going into the Sistine Chapel, for example, you're going to come out more from? You're going to come out more religious. You're going to come out loving God. Okay, so you could tell me, well, if I see how other people worship God, there are theories, but I think at the end of the day, Rav Moshe is right. If you want to go to a church, that simple desire of wanting to go to a church undermines, you know, our belief in the one true God. And, you know, as a person who wants to go to churches, like I read it and I thought to myself, I think he's right. There can't be anything good in this. So again, if you have a real need, okay, you can get a heter and you can do it with a real need. But, to, you know, if you're a tourist and you just want to go, it just strikes me that, you know, it's almost embarrassing to ask, because it's antithetical to who we are. And it's antithetical to our religion. And the...
Oops.
In terms of drawing the line, I realized going into a church is usur. Wanting to go into a church, I think, you know, if you told somebody in the 1500s that you want to go into a church, they would say to you, like, what are you, out of your mind? These people hate us. Like, why would you want to go? And there's a lot of truth to that. So I just leave you with that thought, which is, I think in a perfect world, you know, if you wanted to see a fancy church, I don't know, you'd go to the great synagogue in Yerushalayim, you'd go to Bell's. That's a shul that seats 10,000. You know, you want to see a cool shul, that's a great place to go. They're building other fantastic shuls in Israel. But to go to a church, to want to go to a church, is a problem. Okay, so that's what we did today. We did from the Rashi on the Parsha that Moshe had to leave the city. It is usur. The Rambam thinks it's usur to live in a city with a church. You know, alachas kama v'kama to go into a church. A mosque is not avodah zarah. Christianity almost certainly is avodah zarah. Although, again, there are heterim. I think the Meiri thought that Christianity was not avodah zarah. He had some phrase like umos hagduros b'chukei ha'olam. Right? The idea is, I think, you know, the Rambam living in Islam and knowing Jewish history, you know, hated Christians. I don't say that in a criticism of him. I think he hated Christians. I think the Meiri, living closer to Europe, knew a lot of nice Christians, and it was hard for him to imagine that they were Obdei Avodah Zarah. But Lamaisa, we paskin that it is. We should be careful. Yashkoch to everybody. Sorry for this.
Yes. Ellie, just a quick question. So if Moshe had to leave the city, how did B'nai Israel scream out, cry out to God? In the last parsha, it says Vayizaku. So to those who believe that that's tefillah, how were they able to daven in Mitzrayim?
I said, if I want to be cute, I'll tell you, they didn't know the halacha. You know, Moshe didn't give them a call yet. Moshe knew it was going to come. They didn't know it was going to come.
Or you can daven wherever you were. It's a matter of conversation with God, of God responding also. Moshe's conversation with Hashem is far more intense. You can cry out to God anywhere.
All right. Said Kapai El Hashem is different than what me and you do for Mincha.
Right.
Okay. Again, whether this is the most important source ever, I don't know. But the halacha I'm pretty clear on. And again, I think in the way we lead our lives, Robert, we have to figure out what's the proper way and what's not the proper way. And I'm not telling you, you go to hell if you went into the Sistine Chapel. I don't know these things. But I think Rav Moshe's point that it's not something we should be trying to do, you know, it kind of speaks to me.
Your wish list.
Well, it used to be, but now that it's Rav Moshe's tshuva, I'm going to try to teach myself to overcome my Yetzer Hara for Christianity. By the way, I do have a Yetzer. I think it's really cool. I think when the Pope dies and they make the white smoke and the dark smoke, it's really cool. All right. Everybody have a great, great week. I'll see you next Friday.